Hi, good morning, Dorothy.
Oh, good morning.
How are you? It's Monica with Family First.
Take a drink. Hold on a second.
Dorothy, I just got the messages from yesterday.
Yeah, I've lost my voice quite a bit, so bear with me. It's not back yet. It got worse since last we talked. Not better, but things are going very well, actually.
I'm glad, Dorothy.
Overall.
I heard your message about talking in and out with the app. I sent a message over to Valera to see if she would reach out to you because she's the one that has to teach you how to set you up with that. But I believe she hasn't reached out.
I do have the HH Exchange app, but outside of simply logging in, and maybe that's all you do. Not reset. Oh, God, please tell me I did not lock my password out. Hold on, let's see here. Let me see what I can see in this thing. Numerous issues, though, for Bob. And I don't understand why there's nobody to help me, report.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to the state reps again today. Let me try to go out. I think I just deleted my password from it by accident.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's been locked, and a new temp password was sent to you. Okay, so I have to do it that way now.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
What a shame. Okay.
Let me send the message over to her again, because I forwarded her the message that you sent me.
I have gotten nothing from anybody, and I couldn't get a hold of anybody at Family First in any way, shape, or form. And so I go to my handy-dandy discharge sheets to see if maybe I'm calling into a certain line, you know, and there's another number. His provider name, Family First, Home Health Care, 6214 Woodland Ave, Philadelphia, PA, 215 921-8116. I called and spoke with a woman there. She said, "You are not our caretaker and he's not our patient. That's a different Family First."
Oh, yeah, because I have heard that there is another one that has like a similar name to us.
Yep. And so this is what is on his official discharge documents from Cheshiretown Rehab Facility. Guess who else I can't call?
Ooh.
OTPT.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a non-working number.
Oh,
completely non-working number. This number cannot be dialed.
Oh, goodness.
Nobody has called from a service coordinator from insurance.
Uh-huh.
I've left messages for Tanzania. I've made three attempts to call into Keystone Membership Services and been disconnected each time without a call back. I was on the phone with a woman trying to give her my complaint, hung up, no call back last night. That was after the second switch on the line. Like, you know, I had already waited on hold for membership services after asking the automated thing for a service coordinator, which is what I was told to do, went downstairs, woke Bob up to say, "This is me, this is my birthday, yes, you can talk to her."
Mm-hmm.
And then they transferred lines, wanted his approval again. I said, "No, I just did that. This is an elderly patient we just awoke. I was on the phone with one of your reps, and then I'm giving her the complaint, and the line just went dead."
Oh, my goodness.
So I have, you know, at this point, he's supposed to go to a PET scan tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a transport scheduled? This man's on 24-hour oxygen. He is supposed to have medical transports to his appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Has that appointment been scheduled with a transport? Who is his service coordinator? When is OT and PT coming? Because in the last time that company, Vayata, came out 24 hours after his discharge from the hospital, we are now on Wednesday. I've heard from nobody. I'm shocked, but I'm not.
I know. I completely understand you. Oh, goodness. Let me
I'm not upset with you guys. I just need whatever help I can find
right.
to, you know, get this stuff squared away. He's doing a lot better now that I got him back on his Ativan. He actually was humming last night along with his TV program and smiling and stuff. This is something that he has not done in well over a month or two. So
that's
true. I mean it's alarming that he's recovering this well this quickly, actually.
Yeah.
I have photos of his filthy overgrown nails
mm-hmm.
that I have now trimmed and cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
His skin is in horrible shape, but not really, because it just took a day of lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Now all the little cuts are healing, but I mean, walking in the door, again, I just don't know or who is supposed to care about this.
Right, of course. I'm trying to look at the notes and see if, like, sometimes they do put the name of the service coordinator on the notes of the patient.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to see if they put in the notes here.
And I did leave messages for Tanzania, who was the last known service coordinator to me. So I left messages there, too.
I don't see any notes here. Let me just check. Okay, so I do see Tanzania here.
Okay, well, hopefully it's still her, though.
From February 16. I don't know if anything's changed because I don't see anything else here in regards to the...
Right, I'll keep reaching out for her today then.
Yeah, let me see if there's anything else on the... Because there are two places where I can check. So let me just check here.
But I'll tell you too, like, you know, I'm going to make a fucking video soon, I swear to God, while I have him here, like how to deal with... declining patients, or not like refusals from patients, because it is not hard, and he is refusing, and I can see where they will say he was competent, and he was refusing, and I would then challenge, this is insurance fraud at this point, because you clearly chose not to test him for competency, which you should have. When somebody made an unhealthy choice for themselves for 4 months straight, like not having a sponge bath. But he's not incompetent because he's been playing this bullshit with me, and I'm the wrong one. And I went right in there and said, Bob, let me be so clear with you. Oh, you're so listening. Oh, you can't stand? I didn't sign on for that. So is it going to be med psych? Because guess what? You aren't going to stay in nursing homes for a year or two, running every roommate out of your room by screaming and yelling for help for Flonase. So what happens next is you go to a facility that can handle your hostile needs, which is where medical psych patients go. Then, you don't want to eat my food? Okay, we'll go to med psych, where they will put a feeding tube down your nose. You aren't going to be allowed to starve yourself to death, honey. And if they think you're doing that, they'll say you're not making healthy choices, and they will force feed you. Would you like to be strapped to a gurney and fed against you? I'm picking up the food. I'm like, do you understand that my job at a nursing home is to feed you? You don't want to eat? Come on, Bob. Here comes the airplane. Put it down. Put it down. I said, no. I sit for an hour with a patient who doesn't want to eat, coaxing them to eat, forcing the food in their mouth. You can feed yourself. You just are being difficult, and you're not going to starve yourself. So if you aren't going to make healthy choices, you think about if you want to go, where do you want to live? Do you want me to find a med psych hospital?
Do you want me to send you to Vermont? Where do you want to go? I'm leaving now. I'm not going to sit here and argue. I'm going to 7-Eleven, and I will be back in a few minutes. And you can let me know what you want to do then. And I came back, and, oh, with half that meal eaten, and da-da-da. It's like, I'm sorry, Dorothy. You're right. You're right. And all of a sudden, the act was gone. So he's not dementia-ridden, but he definitely has, you know, some slight, like, confusion. More than anything, agitation, combativeness almost at times. And it's really just a threat and manipulation that he has found works in this nursing home to control the situation. Because the truth is, he wants to be clean. Mm-hmm. He does. He just wants to sit there and argue with you because he's lonely. He doesn't want you leaving the room. He wants to call you back as soon as you go. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just, that's how he's being. So I can see very clearly now what happened. I videoed myself telling him, okay, Bob, you're screaming, no, no, no. You are wearing the same clothes that they cleaned you up and put you in on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And now it is Monday. Mm-hmm. So we are going to get up. We're going to sit on the commode and do two things at once. So it goes a little faster. I'm going to clean you up, and then you will get back in bed. I've made him get out of bed twice a day. Sit in his chair, get back in bed, do a little walking. Yeah. Not much, right? Just shuffle to the bed the first 2 days. Yesterday, I made him make a U-shape. You should have heard him scream, no, no. I said, walk, 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 walk. And around we, I said, look at you. Great job. I'm so proud of you. This is not, I'm not abusing him. I am not forcing. I'm saying, no, you can't say no. Let's go. You have to do this for what's best for you. And I know you're going to do it. In fact, I'm not going to do it for you, Bob. You're going to wash yourself off. I know you're going to work with me. So come on, let's go. And up he gets in. Okay, where am I going? Fine. Let's hurry up. He's not happy, but he's getting there. And so, you know, I'm sure in a couple weeks, things will be much, much, much better. You know, if I've gotten from literal, I mean, I really, truly thought, oh, my God, what did I do to myself and him? Because I would never bring him home if it wasn't appropriate. And his behavior and appearance on Saturday at pickup was a 100% full-blown dementia patient. He threw a phone across the room. He knocked everything off the table. He was hitting me. He was rolling away from me. He was fetal positioning up like a little bird screaming, no, I can't, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. This is not a rational adult having a conversation with you about their concerns or I'm a little nervous. It was full-blown crazy. Mm-hmm. And now, last night, you know, he had dropped his phone. He said, oh, Dorothy, I'm glad you're back. Look what I did. Look at the mess I made. I'm like, oh, Bob, honey, I'm so glad you weren't screaming and yelling. I think your medicine's starting to work again. Mm-hmm. See, here I am. I'll get it for you. It's right here. I've got it. No trouble at all. Oh, good news. He dropped the urinal, but it didn't spill because I clean it. There hasn't been more than a half an inch of urine in that urinal once. It's not spilling on you when you go to use it because it's not full. It's empty. It's okay. It's no big deal. So, you know what I mean? Like, and then, of course, he gave me a little trouble about getting out of bed. I told him, hey, this is the hit or miss. You do right or you get out. And then he was all lovely, and I got him back in bed, and I put on Dragnet, and out of nowhere, there he is, humming. Oh, yeah, Dory, I know the theme song to every music. I'm like, oh, my God, it's like he's, I mean, it just was like going back 2 months. You know what I mean? In 2 days, totally different person. He did not crack a smile, make a joke, relax for 2 days.
I mean, it's good it's good that he's improving and that he's showing some signs of improvement.
Absolutely.
Dorothy, I did find Tanzania's number on the file here. I don't know if that's the same number that you're trying to reach, but do you want to
I have, yep, I've got 267-623-4140.
Yeah, that's it. I do have an email address as well if you want to take it down.
I'm going to message her right now so that I get a message in first thing.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's the phone number I have here. And her name is Tanzania.
Yep. Tanzania.
Tanzania, yes.
She's very nice. She's very nice. Yeah, she was there. I met her in person for one of the evals, and we had a good time.
Yeah.
She's very nice, so I'm happy if it is her because she was great. Yeah, I just got to get insurance is not being helpful for me. Nothing is being making anything easy here for me.
Oh, my God. I'm so
and I do not have a quote-unquote team of caretakers helping me whatsoever. I mean, if I'm the only nurse, that's fine. But where's his, like, even his doctor? So as his visiting nurse, I'm not allowed to be his power of attorney. And yet now, still, all duties are going to fall on me because no other professional is stepping up and managing this man's care with him. He wants to understand what's going on. I just introduced, I had my little friends here helping the little boys that come and volunteer at my rescue. They came to, Bob, Uncle Bob, hey, Grandpa, we're here to see you. You know, he's like, how does that, he said, so that was today. After he'd seen his kid a couple times, he's like, so that was Abe and Abraham. Who's that one in the red shirt? How do I know him? And I'm like, you don't know him. You're right. You have seen Abraham before, but you never met Adam or Nate before. Those are Abraham's friends that came with him. Abraham's been here before, though, living here, and you met him before. Remember? He said, yeah. I couldn't figure out who they were or why they knew me, and I couldn't remember them. And I said, you don't know them. They just came down to spend some time with you. He's like, oh, well, that was nice. And I'm like, he's like, I hope they know I'm not racist. I cried because Ace gave him a kiss on the forehead. He said, I don't like that. He said, I'm a good boy from North Carolina. And he said, but I didn't mean racist. I just don't like that mushy stuff. I said, well, you're Italian. We thought it would be okay. Sorry, my man. And he said, that's all right. Just a handshake. I said, okay, that's fine. Dad, you're the one who told me. And just missed kisses. It was funny as hell. But he goes, I hope they don't think I was racist.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You're hilarious.
Hey, I'm going to let you go because I'm getting another call coming
in. Oh, go ahead. Right? I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for getting paid at the end of the week.
Yeah,
you're going to be fine.
True. And I sent
I'm with them 5 hours every day. Yeah. You send it to your payroll person or whoever to get a hold of me.
Love to,
talk to you later.
All right.
Thanks, Mommy. Goodbye.
Feel better. Bye.